Thousands of New Yorkers rallied in downtown Manhattan Saturday and marched en masse over the Brooklyn Bridge to express opposition to the immigration policies of the Trump presidency. I caught up with Howie Hawkins, Green Party candidate for governor of New York State.
So why don't you describe the situation here, what it's like and why you're here?
Well, people are outraged by these family separations, and now they say they're going to stop do that and create detention camps like we've not seen since we interred the Japanese. We ran in 2014 saying New York should be a sanctuary state. Stop the deportations, don't cooperate with ICE or the Customs and Border Protection unless there's a judicial warrant. We want licenses for undocumented people so they can get around, get to their jobs, get their kids to school and so forth. And we want to welcome immigrants and especially refugees who are seeking our safe shores, like the Statue of Liberty says what this country's about. So we're calling for the abolition of ICE and Customs and Border Protection, reorganize legitimate functions, the administration of immigration under the Department of Justice. But we also realize until we get these racists at the top of the administration, Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions and all the people around them out of there, I don't care what the law says or which administration it's in, we're not going to have justice for immigrants, equal protection under the law. And so I'm here to join in.
One of the arguments that the opposition is making and supporters of Trump and his policies, they're saying that Trump is allowing families to stay together
in detention camps. They call it pejoratively catch and release. I mean, we got a problem. We're mass incarcerating people that have been convicted of nothing because they can't make bail. Now they don't even have an option to bail. They're just putting them in detention camps. This is totally unjust, totally immoral, and the opposition's out of their minds if they think that's justice.
The other argument that Breitbart is making is that the same occurred under Obama.
Obama was the deporter in chief. But he didn't do mass detentions, he didn't do family separations, at least officially. Some of that happened. We wouldn't get milk from the cows or get the apples picked if it wasn't for undocumented workers. Almost all of New York, Customs and Border Patrol can stop people and ask for their papers, like they did with blacks under slavery or blacks in South Africa or some of these very authoritarian states where they won't let you move around freely. That's what we got. And of course they target Latinos, people of color. This is going on in America and it has to stop.
In terms of this election, especially with the competition in the Democratic Party with Cynthia Nixon,
you got three Democrats who all supported Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. Cynthia Nixon, who maxed out in her donations for Hillary, plus the Hillary Victory Fund, which colluded with the DNC against Sanders. Cuomo and Stephanie Miner, the former mayor. They may run under different lines. They're all centrist, status quo Clinton Democrats. And of course, you got two right-wingers, Molinaro for the Republicans, Sharp for the Libertarians. The lane is open for the left. That's who we represent. I'm running for governor, Howie Hawkins, GLE for lieutenant governor. Our attorney general candidate, Michael Sussman, has been in federal court, including the Supreme Court, over 700 cases. He's the guy that fought segregation in Yonkers for 25 years for the NAACP. He's the guy that got a $45 million settlement for black and Latino civil service workers because of the bias in the tests and their other procedures. He's the guy when Westchester wouldn't indict the white cop that murdered a black student at Pace University, D.J. Henry. He took him to civil court, got $6 million for the family. That's just the highlights, environmental law, public corruption. He's more qualified than anybody. And our comptroller candidate, Mark Dunley, serious candidates up and down, and we're on the left. If you want progressive change, it's the green ticket. Anybody else, they're trying to influence the Democratic Party. And we, you know, progressives can run and sometimes win in the Democratic Party, but those individuals will not change that institution. Unfortunately, the institution usually changes the individuals. You know, take Nixon. She's the one that sort of has the progressive credentials. Her whole campaign is run by de Blasio people. What's de Blasio doing? They're progressive Democrats. They're gentrifying all of Manhattan and Brooklyn and driving the working class out. Don't tell me that's the left. Don't tell me that's progressive. We need an alternative.
And the election of the young woman who beat Crowley in the primary.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah. She sounded like a Green. She's talking about the Green New Deal, single-payer health care, abolish ICE. I think she picked up some of our rhetoric. Good for her. I like her program. She's an individual. I don't think she'll change the Democratic Party. I hope the Democratic Party don't change her.
Green Party gubernatorial candidate Howie Hawkins at the Families Belong Together rally on Saturday, crossing the Brooklyn Bridge. Mitchell Cohen, WBAI News, New York.